Liquor Talk, the first men's only round of 2024 for us right now. Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Liquor Talk. I'm your man, Big. Juggy is getting live right now with Captain Morgan on hand. And I got my dog out of Ohio. Podcast out Ohio. It's Mark Henry. How you doing today, man?
I'm good. I'm good, brother.
Wilding out, man. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing good, bro. Y'all gonna see.
Hey, we got a new brother here. He reached out to me. All right, Hart, go ahead and tell people about your platform, man, and welcome to the Men's Only Round.
Well, thank you. So me and my wife, we have a podcast called the Thursday Thursday Podcast. My wife is called The Hurt, and we talk about real love, real life, and real talk. And we just kind of try to educate people on the greatness of being in a relationship and how to build a relationship, and also how to we talk about things outside of relationships. So like if you've got some kind of trauma or something you're dealing with, you definitely want to deal with that before you come into a relationship.
I agree.
Yeah, that's real. So what's that like podcasting with your wife? Because I didn't have plenty of podcasters on that they do husband wife combinations. What's that like for you?
It's not too bad. She doesn't really like doing it, so I don't push her to do it. We started it, so it's just something else that we could do together. When she's in the mood, I'll bring her in. If she's not in the mood, I'll get a guest. But this season this is our season four, and we're doing it. It's called In Sickness and in Health. So we're really touching some topics on about you know, when health challenges come for a relationship or marriage, how do you cope? How do you deal with them? How your body changes? So right now, the first part of that series, we're talking about menopause. You know, when a woman's changing, all the things she's going through. And as a man, how do we help? How do we cope? Because, you know, when their bodies are changing, what do we do? Because, you know, we're used to putting the cape on. But then, you know, when they're going through that, sometimes we got to put the Clark Kent glasses on. We got to be patient and chill and just kind of be really supportive. So we're really going through that right now and having those discussions and dropping the first one this week.
Hey, looking forward to that. Looking forward to it. Like I said, once again, I appreciate you joining me on Liquor Talk. Join me and Juggy on Liquor Talk for the Men's Only Round, the first one of 2024. Juggy, how you doing today, man? What's been going on with you, man?
Man, blessed, highly favored. As always, thank you so much, Vic, for having me back on the Men's Only Round. This is definitely therapy for the men's community, the working man, the man that's looking for answers, looking for somebody to kind of explain what's going on. We lit.
Yes, we in here. And, you know, I had to start off with a few things on my mind. And, Juggy, I'm going to start with you on this one because this is up your alley. What the hell are we going to do in November of 2024? Because, that's election time. And you look at both candidates who potentially is going to win. And you're like, who the hell do you vote for? Because you would think Joe Biden, but Biden about to be 82 years old at the time of the election. And then, of course, you got Mr. Criminal, Mr. Trump, who some people think the country was doing good when he was in office. No, in reality, he just benefited off the stuff Obama had put into place, which is why the country was doing so good. So what the hell are we going to do? Are we going to talk to the independent candidate or what? What's what, man?
I was waiting for you to ask me this, Vic. I got a whole breakdown. I won't take long, I promise. I'm going to go through this really fast. For everybody listening under the sound of voice here on Men's Only Round, this is not the election to take off. This could be potentially the last election of our lives. One of the candidates has said multiple times on recorded video on network television, if he gets in office, he will indefinitely suspend the United States Constitution. He will go after members of the media and he will go after his political enemies. One of the candidates is facing over 90 pending court cases and has already been convicted of sexual assault and rape. One of the victims put out a whole ad in the New York Times back in 1991, convincing five young black men, telling the world that they were responsible for a crime they never committed. One of the people who is running is a lifelong politician, respects the rule of law, and was not in charge 3 years ago of trying to overthrow the government in an insurrection. Yes, Biden is old, but guess who else is old? Donald J. Trump is also old. America is a corporation. Shout out to my boy, Godfrey Williams. America the Beautiful Corporation. Everybody should read that. But listen, Donald J. Trump has bankrupted seven times, and he did the type of bankruptcy where the taxpayers have to pay. Donald Trump also got a small quote-unquote loan of over $4 million from his father. He squandered it all within 3 years. Damn. We're talking about somebody who owes the state of New York hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars. And last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, while we're talking about the age of Joe Biden, he has fallen, and he does sound like he needs some Werther's Original and some chamomile tea. Guess what? When you talk about the age of Trump, he has to put posts underneath his shoes in order for him to stand up, because a lot of experts think he has frontotemporal dementia. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, I understand that it's the lesser of two evils. I am not a supporter of Joe Biden, and I am not a supporter of Kamala Harris. But when it comes to democracy and making the choice, would you rather have someone who will be a dictator on day one, or somebody who actually said they're going to forgive student loans and has done so for over 120 million people already in his first term? Ladies and gentlemen, the pick for you is Joe Biden. If you elect Donald Trump, he is a xenophobic, racist, misogynistic. This is a man who sexually talked about his own daughters. This is a man that, when the report first came out, was associated with Jeffrey Epstein. This is a man who said there's nothing wrong with having girls on a little younger side. In fact, his wife, Melania Trump, was an immigrant from another country. He met her when she was potentially underage back in 1997. Do you guys really want somebody who's a seven-time bankruptee running the United States of America? I don't think so. I didn't say Joe Biden was the best choice, but if I have to pick between Joe Biden and melted tapioca pudding, I'm choosing Joe Biden.
Wow. Well said. Well, way to make this shit, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? You really did that. Park, I don't know if you into politics or anything, but you got anything you want to add to that?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, I keep my eye on it because my wife usually has questions, but he's absolutely right. Donald Trump is what's wrong with corporate America. He's what's wrong with politics, especially on that side of it. And like Jug said, when Trump was in office, because the way they, how you said, the way they rate or rank the presidency or your results doesn't happen until like the following quarter.
Correct.
So when he got in, everything was fine, but that quarter was still on Obama's last quarter. So correct. So by the time Obama got out, we were back to work. The economy was in good position. Every housing crisis and all that stuff. The what was that? The big three, the car dealers, they had got back on the level because they were going bankrupt and all that. Everything. And matter of fact, they had even paid it all back, and everything was back on the level. So when Trump got in there, he really didn't have to do anything but keep maintaining. So by the time the extra quarter came, the next quarter came out, that's when he had to do work, and he wasn't showing the numbers. He was still riding that wave, but you can't tell his supporters that. They don't want to hear that. They said, no. And anybody says that, well, when Trump was in office, we all had money. I'm like, if you don't have money now, after 4 years, you and your friends don't know how to manage money.
Exactly.
So don't blame it on just because somebody's in and out of office. You can't manage money. You just can't manage money. I've got the same amount of money as when Obama's in, when Trump was in, and Biden's in. I don't have a lot, but I still have my money. So that's not a big deal to me. But yeah, he's absolutely right. And when Trump gets in office, he empowers those racist and small-minded people, those Karens. He empowers them to do the things they do, to say the things that they say, to make them think that they run everything. And it's just going to be, it's definitely going to be a bad situation for us. It's going to be a bad situation for everybody else. And the funny part is those 73 million people that he empowers, they're the ones really getting the short end of the stick.
Correct.
They're not getting anything out of the deal. That's the funny part.
That really is the funny part. And that's the whole thing about politics I've noticed is like some of these politicians are right there lying in your face. Mm-hmm. And y'all sitting here buying it up and stuff. And the part that annoys me is, and I show Juggy this, is I see black people on TikTok advocating for Trump. Yeah. I'm like, have y'all lost your mind?
They don't know no better.
And you know what Donald Trump has said over and over again out of his own mouth? He's even saying it right now on the home stretch of his presidential campaign to be the primary front runner in the GOP. He loved the uneducated. So to all the men out there that are watching the show, are you uneducated?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Donald Trump says he loves those. Do you want somebody who's going to say, hey, where's my African-American? Come here.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
those two black women that was sponsoring Trump? One of them died. Do you know that Donald Trump didn't even say a word about them? Somebody had to say, Donald Damn. Trump called such and such. He's like, who? He right. didn't even remember her name.
Right.
So wow. I want to let people know that Donald Trump, you can vote for whoever you want.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something right now. If you do not vote or you vote for Trump, you cannot have any complaints about what happens after us because, listen, it's either democracy or somebody who caused an insurrection at the Capitol and people died. Somebody who said COVID was not real. That's the former president of the United States.
Yeah.
So do you really want someone like that back in office? And again, if he's taking out dictators, taking out political enemies, as an extreme narcissist that he is, what if you said something online? What if I said something online and he sends secret agents out and takes me out? He can do that because when he gets in office, he's going to suspend the Constitution. So again, there's a clear choice. And y'all talk about Joe Biden old. Donald Trump can't even walk straight.
He's only what? Books
and boxes underneath his feet so he can stand up and stand still. He's old too. He could be like Obama 4 years with apart. Ronald Reagan. He just did it in New Hampshire a few days ago. So really, I want you guys to take a look at, you can Google it for yourself. You can do the deep research for yourself. You can look at newscasters. You can look at political analysts. There's a lot to look at. But I'm telling you right now, if we go back under Donald Trump, then the common person loses.
Yeah. And another thing we might need to
work every day. They lose. Now you see all these black, you know, we're in Florida. You see all these people with these trucks flying around with the "Don't Tread on Me" Trump 24 Trump Forever flags.
Yep.
You don't see nobody doing that for Biden. Why? Because you elected him and you expect that individual to take care of business when they get elected in office.
Yeah.
And he knows how the country's supposed to run because he's a career politician. Now, him being a part of the establishment is a whole nother discussion. And I'm not a supporter of Biden. I'm not a supporter of Harris. But I'm saying if I had to pick between Trump and Biden, I've given you all the tools you need to go look up on your own. Don't take my word for it. Word to LeVar Burton. Don't take my word for it. Look up the bankruptcies yourself.
Yeah.
That is $7.9 trillion to the national debt, more than any other president in U.S. history.
Yep.
That's Donald Trump. So think about, is that something that you really, really want to do before you go there? Go ahead.
Yep. Yeah, you definitely need to think about that too. And I really feel like shit is only going to get worse with inflation if you put Trump in office, you know what I'm saying? Because he's not going to hold these business people in check, you know what I'm saying? So
No, he's going to give tax cuts to the rich.
Yeah, he did. He did that anyway. But even like Dave Chappelle, I enjoyed Dave Chappelle's comedy. Like I told my wife, I like comedians who are talking about something, who make you think about the comedy that they're saying. And he said it. Donald Trump tells you exactly what he's doing.
Correct.
And like you said, he said, I talk to the uneducated. I'm not paying my taxes. He's telling you straight up what he's doing. But if you're not catching it, but he's so arrogant and so narcissistic with it that nobody's catching it. And he's like totally disrespecting his base every time that they're not catching it. And I largely blame the media, because from the beginning, I'm like, the media should have called him on all his BS from the beginning.
Instead of
using it as fodder and entertainment on CNN and MSNBC, y'all should have called him on his stuff from the beginning. Now he's out of control. Now you want to call him on his stuff, and it's too late because we already know. But now you're trying to make a case on him. You can't make a case because you should have did that from the very start and said, you're a liar. You should have said to his face, you're a liar. We know he's a liar. He's riding on that. But you didn't call him on his lies. You thought it was funny. You got ratings on it. You threw gasoline on the fire. Now you got a forest that you're trying to help put out, but you don't have enough. So now we're waiting on the prosecutor, the Supreme Court, the guy who sent something. We're waiting on them. We're waiting on the state of New York. We're waiting on what's her name? Fannie Ellis. I got something up here.
Yep, down in Georgia. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Waiting on them to do the job they should have did a long time ago.
And also I'm waiting on these states to get like Colorado and just remove him from the ballot completely, because I think Colorado is the one state that did that. I don't know if any other states did that, but Colorado told their voters straight up, no, thanks, you're not putting them on the ballot.
Who's New, New Hampshire? New Hampshire did, but they kicked it out. They said
they kicked it back out because of the way that the judicial process works. But there's four or five states that have pending cases to potentially remove Donald Trump from the presidential ballot when the election comes in November. So who knows what will happen between now and then. And again, the man has over 90 court cases that are pending. Yeah. 90. Yeah. 90. If it was a black man with 90 court cases.
Been a rap.
Would he ever?
You know, it would have been a rap because I remember that one black candidate, they got rid of him quick because he wasn't married. So imagine if it was a black man with 90 cases.
By the way, man, he's endorsing Trump now. If you go look up on YouTube,
he did it yesterday.
Tim of South Carolina, shame on you for representing the state, which late what the first state to secede from the Union. Tim Scott is on the podium endorsing former President Donald Trump for presidency. They're all getting in line to try to get the vice president spot.
Yeah. And that's sad because my wife, she doesn't follow everything. So she'll ask me like I know everything. So I got to pay attention because half of the stuff I'm not paying attention to. And I told her, I said, those candidates up there, they're not trying to be the president of the United States. They're vying for the vice presidency.
Yeah, but I guess it's who can kiss Donald Trump's ass the most, basically.
Exactly. And what's the guy's name? The Indian guy?
Vivek Ramaswamy. Yes, sir.
Man. Oh, okay. I can't stand him, man. He says anything just to get a ride. I don't think he believes half the stuff he says.
He doesn't. And
you know they don't. Come on now.
The other candidate for president, Nikki Haley, has just been getting killed. Across podcasts and the mass media.
Bro, you see why though?
Huh?
I say you see why? Do you see what she had to say? It's like racism
doesn't exist.
I'm out here saying stupid shit like that and not expecting people to kill your ass.
Even people on Fox News killing. And Fox News owes $777 billion for lying about everything. And they said he was stupid for saying that.
Yeah.
How dumb can you really be?
Since they had to pay that money, they kind of chilled out a little bit.
Because Fox News used to be heavy.
Just a little bit.
They a little chilled bit. Out some.
Yeah. A little bit.
Real.
All right, fellas. I hope y'all enjoyed that little politics minute, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Make your educated decisions and get out to the polls and vote in November.
Yeah, you got to vote, man.
Yes. Don't blame me when shit goes left. But fellas, I got to get into some other things. And I was, y'all know I work overnight, and I was scrolling with TikTok, and I see a video of a woman saying her biggest ick with a man that knows how to cook. And I'm like, God damn, what the fuck can us men do? It is 2024. Why the hell do people have a list over damn near 600 things it is not okay for a man to do? Like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all?
She said it's not okay for a man to cook?
Yeah, she was like, why is it okay for a man to know how to cook? I'm like, what the fuck are we supposed to do? Then I see another woman say, oh, a man can't cry at his wedding. I'm like, so we can't show emotion.
Hey, I did both. Yeah, my wife isn't allowed in the kitchen. I tell her to stay out because every time she gets in there, she messes something up. And I tell her, stay out my kitchen. So I just like to cook. And when she and I is in the kitchen, that could cause us to get divorced because that's just too much. It's too much, you know?
At least be honest.
Nah, man. Because like when I'm in there, you know, I'm cooking. I'm like, sprinkle a little here, sprinkle a little there. You know, then she wants to come in and, well, I need a measuring cup for this. And this is, I said, now you got to go. We don't cook like that in here. So I just tell her to stay out.
So you want the people that you don't want to do the whole cooking as a team thing. No, get your ass out. You know,
she got to stay out.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, looking at, you know, I'm always doing the critical analysis. And, you know, just like the men have the manosphere, women are also listening to these podcasters who are telling all these things for likes because they're playing on people's emotions. When in fact, as a married man myself, right, real relationships don't work like that. In some relationships, both people cook together. In other relationships, the man is the one who primarily cooks. Mm-hmm. In other relationships, the woman is the one who primarily cooks. Mm-hmm. You and her are the ones who decides who cooks in the kitchen. Just because you got a 600-page list doesn't mean that I have to meet that list in order to meet somebody that's meant for me. So what social media has done is give everybody a voice, which is important. But what it's also done is diluted the structure of our culture. Yeah. Who are you listening to? Is this person married? Is this person accomplished? How many times has that person been divorced? Do they physically, sexually, emotionally abuse their significant other or their spouse? Did you even care to look at that before you looked at their two-hour-long video? These are things that we need to critically analyze before we listen to all these different people that appear online. And I'm telling you right now, you got a 600-item list, you need therapy. No one, yes, especially not no Black man, the average Black man, even a genius Black man is going to meet all 600 of the items on that list.
It's yeah, just that, reasonable. Listen, social media has a list of 600 things over, and a man was keeping track of it too. Like they've been, because women said so much, and I'm just like, I'm to the point in life, men, if y'all don't get out here and live your life, because I guarantee you, the person that accepts you for you won't give a damn whether or not you do those things on that list or not.
Right.
And some of those things, they might do it with you. You never know.
Yeah. Juggs, it's ironic that you said that, man, because the key person, when you said that, the key person that inspired me and motivated me to actually start the podcast that we started was Kevin Samuels. And I wanted to be the anti-Kevin Samuels. Mm. And I wanted to have a sit down with him, you know, when he was alive, but I wanted to make our podcast to like make most of, you know, some of the stuff he said was nonsense, but a lot of the stuff he was saying was damaging to our culture, to our women, and messing up the male psyche out here. Mm-hmm. And now that he's passed away, all you see now is all these people on social media desperately trying to fill his void.
Correct.
And 600 page letter, who's paying this, who, what's the one, can't eat at, don't take me to Cheesecake Factory, all this nonsense stuff out here.
Which turned out to be fake. It turned out to be all for clout and views anyways.
Right.
Not how that, those people truly feel anyways. And speaking of Kevin Samuels, I just want to say this, and Vic, we've talked about this several times last year and probably the year before on the men's only round. There were parts of things that Kevin Samuels believed in that could be valid.
Right.
But the way that he approached women and did not line up with his own personal life, which goes back to my previous point when I said, are we doing a critical analysis of these people? Kevin Samuels wasn't paying child support. He was a horrible husband. The wife divorced him, and he died having sex with a woman who didn't meet the qualifications that he was always arping on every video that he had after he'd become popular.
Exactly.
So I just want people to realize, I want people to realize that he's not an authority.
Right.
He's just popular.
Right.
A therapist would be an authority. Somebody who has a PhD would be an authority. Somebody who's been married a long time successfully would be an authority.
Right.
Yeah. Kevin Samuels was not an authority. He's just sensational. He's viral. But he was never an authority.
Right.
So, you know, we gotta, as black, especially as black men, we cannot afford to be in the manosphere. You cannot afford to fall into that trap.
Yeah.
You can't afford to do it.
Yeah.
We just cannot afford to do it. And like I said, and the follow-up about Kevin Samuels, it's like, of course, the stuff that he says made some sense, didn't go viral, but all the dumb shit he said went viral, you know what I'm saying? And he wasn't getting on just women. He was checking men too. And he was saying things to men that were a little uncalled for. I'm like, you as a man, why are you asking a man what the size of his manhood is? Like, what does that got to do with anything?
Right.
Like,
right.
He would be asking men that. Y'all can look up them damn videos of him checking men the same way he was talking to women. Y'all can look that shit up too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because he started out initially talking to men. Because somebody...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because somebody had brought him to my attention right before he blew up, because he didn't start blowing up till he started talking to the women sideways.
So
it was cool when he was talking to the men sideways.
Right.
But not with the women.
As soon as the women jump in, that's when it blows up.
Right. Because my wife's friend she said, this guy's Kevin Samuel. And then I started listening to him. I said, yeah, this is kind of what I wanted to do. And then soon after that, I started hearing the other stuff. And then he was talking to the women, talking about the one I heard, the woman had two kids, and he said, well, you already lost 4 points. And I was like, wow. So you can't tell a black woman that. And, you know, if you're more than 120 pounds, you already lost 2 more points or something like that. And I'm like, you can't talk to our black women like that, especially the way, you know, as hard it is for our women to grow up in, you know, whatever culture, community that they grow up in.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard for our young girls or whatever. You can't talk to our women like that and tear down the self-esteem that they took so long to build up. So that was the problem I had with him. And that's why I just like, I don't really care for him, but that's how he really start blowing up. And as he started blowing up, that became more of his focus. And then he would trickle in a little bit on the guys.
Yeah, and it's like, and one thing, now some things he said, like I'm saying, when he's not going on people, some things he was saying was making sense, but
it was.
At the same time, you can't be tearing down both women and men out here, because that self-esteem is hard to build up for young women and young men, you know what I'm saying? You can't be telling people that they this and they that, when in reality, you go out here, you might not meet his standards, but I guarantee you'll find somebody that'll meet your standards.
Yeah. What he had one woman on there, and she said she was like 5'6", 220. And he said he called her Emmett Smith.
Emmett Smith.
Yeah, he called her running back, and he had like a panel of five people or something. And I'm like, I said, dude, that was wrong.
That was dead wrong, man.
Yeah.
You know what causes weight gain for African American women in the United States the most? It's not food. Mm-hmm. It's stress.
Yeah, stress.
Right.
Dealing with us.
Right.
I'm just speaking facts because statistically, black women will only date black men or marry black men.
Mm-hmm.
So while Kevin Samuels was talking crazy, did his baby mama and ex-wife, did she match up with all the mess he was talking?
Probably did.
Did she match up?
And see,
did the woman who died trying to smash, did she match up with that? So it's just, I need the guys that are listening to understand the manosphere is a trap. You get caught in the manosphere and you miss out on life passing you by.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Blaming women for everything. You have an opportunity to make things happen for yourself. I never said it was easy. True. I never said it wasn't complex.
True.
I never said it wasn't painful. True. It is. Every day.
True.
People say something crazy to you as a black man, but it's possible. It is possible. And I need us to wake up and stop being entertained by all we want to do is have entertainment. That's great. But life is about more than entertainment. It's possible for you to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be popular to become a millionaire. You could be in the background.
That's Currency.
He's not top selling albums. He's a multimillionaire. Multimillionaire, been in the game for years. So all I'm trying to say is, you guys listen to Andrew Tate, Kevin Samuels. You had your feelings hurt. So what? Nobody can.
We've all got our feelings hurt. You know what I'm saying? We got to bounce back because in life, that's what defines you. What defines you is how you get up from them L's, you know what I'm saying? And how you can speak on those situations and what you learn from those and how those make you a better person. I know it's easy to get caught up in the manosphere and stuff and listening to these idiots. I mean, hell, I'm looking at people that listen to Andrew Tate like, bruh, ain't this man about to be locked up? Wasn't he locked up in Romania for something, you know?
Yeah, for messing with underage girls and trafficking. So go figure. Go figure, man. Like a lot of these, I'm not saying all, I'm not saying that, but a lot of these people that people make popular, they ain't shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And
it's a fact.
And it's excuse me. It's a conversation that I have with people all the time. And they try to look at me like I'm crazy. And I'm like, the leading people of our culture and our communities are the ones who are doing the most damage.
Correct.
The ones who are on social media with the most play are doing the most damage. And I mean that as far as celebrities, athletes, not all athletes, but certain ones. There's certain ones that I'm not going to name call them, but there's certain ones who just stick out, who take their celebrity status and their jobs, and they just feel like they can do and say what they want. And then they feel like they're keeping it real or they're being true to the game when they're causing more damage to the culture than what they think they are. And they think they're actually encouraging the culture, but they're tearing it apart, especially when you're having multiple children. And then you're showing our kids in our neighborhoods and they think that's the way, that's how it's supposed to be. Now that person can do that. Lil John John on 12th Street can't do that.
Exactly, because you ain't got the money to do that.
Right.
And I respect the pro athletes that will come out and say, don't do this like me, you know what I'm saying? Don't do what I messed up at. I shouldn't have did this. I shouldn't have did that. So I salute the ones that hold themselves accountable and telling the young ones, general, don't be out here trying to impregnate everything that walks, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, because a lot of y'all can't even afford that, you know what I'm saying? Because everything is hot as fuck right now. So how the hell y'all affording all that? It is beyond me.
Right. Yeah, and especially when we've grown up in a generation where we watch young men grow up without fathers, and we know just how damaging that is. I mean, I've worked with kids for years, and when there's no father in the home, or a positive male figure in her life at all. We know what the end result of that can be. But then when you're out here willy-nilly saying, oh, you know, I can do this for my kid. Yeah, like I said, you can. But in reality, they can. So that's just one of those things that bother me, to just make it feel like that women are at their expense or just falling for them at their abundance. But when reality, again, if you was a manager at Walmart, the game wouldn't be that tough, wouldn't be that easy for you.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
They just up to pay for Walmart managers, so I think $130K a year nationally. So, you know,
maybe it would be.
There's a lot of ways to win the game. I'm just saying.
There's a lot of ways to win the game, but the way inflation going, it's like, you're looking at these people having these record profits, mm-hmm. and they price gouging like a motherfucker. But you know what? So I'm looking at people like, y'all really can afford that? More power to y'all.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Liquor Talk. This is the men's only round, the first men's only round for 2024. Go ahead and pull up that liquor if you haven't done so already. Check out this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Twitch, YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts out. Shout out to my guy Hark Henry for joining us. Shout out to Juggy for joining us. Man, fellas, we having a great conversation. Now we gotta talk to the ladies, because 2023, we heard it all year. The dating pool is trash and nobody staying in relationships. I want to give a shout out to Love Billups. She's the host of the Journey to Love podcast. You can check her out on episode 272 of Liquor Talk. She has some questions that's going to inspire the second half of Liquor Talk, which are run by the men. And what is the biggest thing is, how do women lose good men? What do y'all think?
So, in my humble opinion, women get hurt really bad, emotionally, physically, spiritually. And that causes them to shut down and create a wall. So when a good man comes along that's good for them, they can't compute it up here in their mind. They're saying, oh, this must be a trick. Nope, you're not going to get me. I'm going to protect myself. But the whole time, if they're willing and they're in a healthy enough space emotionally to take the risk, they find out this guy's worth his salt. Now, of course, bad things happen to good people all the time. We're all witnesses of that. We've all experienced that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that what women need to do is make sure your circle is full of women who are either A, going through the healing process, mm-hmm. B, are successful relationship or successfully married, or C, on the market in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have that in your circle, and everybody in your circle is just saying, men ain't shit, the dating pool dirty, well, guess what? You in the dating pool too.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not excusing no man. But women do stuff too. Sometimes they don't even see what's directly in front of them. I've seen it with my own eyes. Well, a good man will pursue a woman, and because she's not healed, because she's not in a good place to see what is going on, she misses that opportunity. If you ever see those posts on social media where they say, women, have you ever, what happened last time you lost a good man? Have you ever lost? Well, who described the man that was good for you that you lost? And they'll tell you, oh, he cooked, he cleaned my car for me. You know, he bought me clothes. He treated me kindly. He treated me with respect. And I just had a roster, or I just thought he was too nice. It's all kinds of stuff that comes about. But you have to be able to be, for the ladies, I believe you have to be in a healthy mental space. And I'm not saying it's easy, but you have to be in a healthy mental space to be able to see that there may be a good partner for you in front of
you. Yeah. He's absolutely right. I'm going to share this because there's, you know, I've got quite an extensive dating history. I wasn't always a great guy, but, you know, there was times when I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to, you know, chill out. But I just believe every experience I had, as you know, in my past, has set me up for the woman I have today. But prior to that, there's been quite a few women that I pursued and really, really tried to talk to, and you know, cut out the BS that I had internally, and try to be straight up with them. And a lot of times they're not ready for that. And you know, I've been told I'm nice. I had a woman tell me one time that I'm too nice. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I heard that too. I don't know what that means either.
And then you I said I could arrange to punch you in your eye if you want me to. I had this chick, man. I thought she was bad as hell. You know, it took me a long time to build up the courage to say something to her. So when I finally got the courage to say something to her, we started hanging out, and I was still a little. I was trying to be straight up with her, and we had a conversation. She said, "It seems like you're afraid of me." And I said, "No, I said I'm just trying to be a gentleman first." And she's like, "It didn't register for her." And she said, "Well, I appreciate that." So I think that was the last conversation we had. And what I was trying to tell her, I said, "You know, I'm trying to get to know you before I get in them skins. Because if I get in them skins quick, then you know." Because if you get in them skins before you get in anything else, it's over. And I mean, that's honestly. So I was just trying to get to know her, trying to be nice, she wasn't ready for that, I guess. So we just stopped talking after that. And it's happened a few times. And like he said, if they're not mentally or emotionally ready for that, they'll let a dude just walk right out the door. Then when you turn back around or go on social media, you'll still see them same chicks without a dude. Or going through a second or third divorce. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
yeah, and also, and I've seen some that they'll drop you and move on quick, but guess what? They realize the grass ain't always greener on the other side.
That's when they're on that second or third divorce.
Well, that's definitely true. And then another thing I noticed is not a lot of women know how to be a man's peace, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They don't know how to be a man's you know, safe space. So because this shit is tough out here. Sometimes we be needing that person to vent to, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That we can come to for guidance and we don't be ridiculed. You'll educate me and not belittle me, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of women nowadays, they don't want to put in the work. And it's like, and I see it because the first big argument, y'all ready to hit back to the streets? I'm like, go back to the streets for what? What we gonna go out there for? It ain't nothing out there. You better off staying with the person and working it out. Especially if the person is not being abusive, if they're not cheating, or you know what I'm saying? If y'all just have one disagreement, y'all better work that shit out. But not a lot of women know how to put in that work. They want to quick to blame the man, or they want to look at how much money he got. You know what I'm saying? Like, money doesn't fluctuate, you know what I'm saying? Because you might be looking down on a man because you might not have enough money now, but you don't know what can happen with 6 months of dedication. That man might come up on something. Or the scammers y'all want to run after here in Florida, that is, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Probably everywhere else too. They might hit a lick one day, the next day they might lose it all. You just never know. So if you find something good, you got to put that work in. And also, if you want a good man, look at your friend zone too, by the way. Mm. Look at the man that you done put in the friend zone, because a lot of y'all, a man genuine to you, y'all quit to write them off. Oh, let me just put them in the friend zone. I'm like, damn, you don't even know me that well to put me in the friend zone.
Right, right, right. And like you said, it's a lot of work. When I met my wife online, and you know, we just politicked back and forth for a while before we actually met. But when I actually met her, when I saw her picture, I already knew she was going to be my wife, but I just need to physically meet her to
make
validate
sure.
To validate what I already knew what was going to happen. And at the time I met her, I was broke. I didn't have a job. I was in between jobs and I didn't have any money. So we kind of met up, and I told her that. And so we met up at Barnes & Noble. And she brought her cousin as a backup. you know, in case I was a creeper or something like that. And her cousin wanted to go eat at Five Guys. And first, you know, so my wife, who wasn't my wife then, she was like, do you want me to slide my credit card to you so it'll look like you got money? Because she didn't want me to look bad in front of her cousin.
Oh, she a real one.
So, yeah. So I said, this is my wife. So I knew after that, that she was going to be my wife after that. I mean, and that just validated everything. So I was like, no, I mean, I had it. It's only a couple of dollars. But, you know, for her just to go that extra mile for somebody she didn't know. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. I knew it, it just wasn't.
She was doing that from the heart.
Right. Right. And ever since then, ever since that day, that's been her, making sure that I'm okay, making sure I have what I need mentally, spiritually, on top of anything else, before anything else.
That is so real.
Yeah.
And fellas, if y'all meet a woman like that, we cannot out here fumble her. Meaning, if she's stressed out about something, we got to be the problem solver. I don't care what it is. We got to find a way to be the problem solver, because I saw this. They say when you solve a woman's problems, she get extra freaky in the bedroom. Take that to the bank.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
So you know what? Go ahead.
Oh, well, one of the things we talk about on our podcast, especially when we're talking to couples, because we're also God-fearing. So, you know, we put God before our marriage on top of anything. And oftentimes we talk about a submissive wife, and we go to detail on that. And the one thing about the submissive wife, and I've had arguments with dudes about this, and I just posted something on my IG about it from this one minister, how men try to trap women with that submissive wife thing. It's because people don't read the scripture or understand what that scripture really says. And the one key point that I put out about that is that you love your wife as you love, a man loves his wife as he loves himself. You know what I'm saying? And that's in the scripture, because it says that Christ loved the church and he gave himself for the church. And that's how you treat your wife. You love her as you love yourself. You wouldn't cut your own hand off, so don't cut hers off and then send her outside without any bandages. So you treat your wife well. If you want her to treat you well, you treat her well. And it's and just like the reel that I just posted, he said it's an equal submission. And if people dig into the scriptures and they read that and understand it and study it, they will see that it's just not, it's not giving dominance over the woman. It's not her being your servant. It's an equal thing. It's a 50-50 thing. You love her as you love yourself. So really, the submission is on her part, you know, because if I got it, she's getting it, and you know, vice versa.
And as a fellow believer, you just throwing out Ephesians 5:25, 1 Peter 3:7. Also, a man is supposed to honor his wife.
There you go.
Honor. And you're supposed to love your wife as Christ loved the church. So you can't just say, oh, I want a submissive wife. I want a submissive wife.
Right.
Okay. You're going to get a submissive wife. But did you see your requirement?
Right.
How much grace does God give us?
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually he's going to burn it all down. But is he not giving us a chance?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Exactly.
And so I think that we have to be patient. We have to be kind.
Mm-hmm.
Those are lost arts, because a lot of us don't. Some of us don't experience that.
Right.
So being long-suffering, being patient, being kind, having a good tone.
Yeah.
Thinking before we speak.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes going without our sacrificing, mm-hmm. not expecting anything back. These are all hallmarks of relationships. Now, of course, that doesn't paint the entire relationship.
Yeah.
But you may be required to do that at some point, especially realistically for Black people. I mean, let's just be honest. You know, it's hard. It's hard for everybody. But we clearly have a different struggle than the average person.
We do.
So yeah. Keep, you know, there's a lot of wolves in sheep's clothing. Just remember what you're doing to others. That boomerang is mean.
Yeah.
Yep. That karma is a bitch.
It'll come back on you.
Man, it that will definitely come back on you.
It will come back double.
Ooh.
So just be real careful how you treat people.
Yeah.
Yes, and that goes for women and men. Better be careful how you treat them, because you shit on a good person, that next person you get, they gonna shit them. They might be worse than them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You'll be begging them to come back, and next thing you know, you go look up, and that good person done found him somebody else. So you need to value somebody good if you have them. And if they're good, they will show you that they are good. They're gonna back up their talk, you know what I'm saying? Because I see a lot of people do all this talking, but where your actions at, you know what I'm saying? You gotta pay attention to your actions. And also, you got to continue to do things from the heart. And listen, and you gotta be submissive, but don't submit to a dumbass, you know what I'm saying? Let's just be honest. Yeah. Don't submit to a dumbass. If you don't believe in this person's vision, don't submit to them. Keep it moving, but let them have their vision. Just don't tear them down about it.
Right. And I'm just like really perplexed with, I mean, the social media and just going back to what Jugs was saying before, it's just like social media has really got us messed up. That's a lot of people messed up with their idea or their identity or people's idea of what a relationship should be, what you should do, because this is what I want. But again, these are people coming from damaged spaces. And I mean that on the men's side, because a lot of these men are really coming out with scenarios and just the way that they're speaking. And I'm like, do you guys even like women the way I mean, seriously, I'm like, dude, do y'all even like women with the things that you're saying about women?
And sometimes I wonder that too. And yeah. And the only pushback I have is like, it goes both ways, because I'll be listening to some of these women like, you might as well just go ahead and get you a woman then, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all be having all these standards, but guess what? Them standards go out the window. This goes for women and men. All these 50 million standards you tell social media go out the window in your personal life. Because another thing I don't realize is you have all these standards, but yet we see you up here pregnant, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe this man might be on baby mama number 4, baby mama number 5. But y'all got all these standards for social media, though. Make it make sense.
Right. I think the right now, not only social media, but I think the biggest crutch for relationships is a lot of these reality shows. Because
messaging.
Yeah, they're sending messages, and you know, people who don't know better think these are how relationships are supposed to be. And when they're out in public, you see these people trying to reenact these things, these situations on TV. And I see it every day. And I watch it on TV, and I'll go shopping and I'll see these people at the store looking like the people on TV. And it's like, I'm like, it's a sad situation. And I wish a lot of them would just go off the air, but of course they're not going to. But I think that's one of the biggest problems for our culture and community right now as well.
Yeah, well, if they go off the air, they're in fear of losing the black dollar. And those advertisers are in fear of losing the black dollar. So
true that.
We're going to keep promoting them, you know what I'm saying? Because what's it going to take is for black people to stop watching that shit. But
true that.
We don't know that's not going to happen anytime soon.
True that.
And I just want to throw this out there really quick. I want all the men to be at the peak game, because we're all adults. The Zeus Network, the Real Housewives of Whichever City that happens to be, the Real Side Chicks of Charlotte, and some of these other programs.
Is that still on?
Yes, it's real. Look it up, bro. Look it up. And these other programs.
Real Side Chicks of Charlotte?
And a lot of people saying, oh, make your movie, drop it on Tubi. Did you know that Tubi was created by Rupert Murdoch? If you don't know who Rupert Murdoch is,
Fox News.
He's the owner of Fox News.
Yep.
Roland Martin just made this point about how black people just funded Fox, you know what I'm saying?
Correct.
How black people trying to recoup created Fox.
On the slide. And so the reason why I'm saying this is we have to take a deeper look at everything we do. We got to take a deeper look at our faith. We have to take a deeper look at our health. We have to take a deeper look at how much time we spend on social media. For me, it's a deeper look at how much time I spend gaming. All of us have tendencies and weaknesses, but don't let that get in the way of your path and your goal. And if you don't know what your goal is, that means you got to scale back on the entertainment and the leisure activities
and do some study
of self to read. Everybody should be reading. Every man on here, there's no excuse. Kindle is $15 a month. If you get a few ounces of weed, it costs at least $300 or $400 a month. So you can cut that down slightly just to buy you a couple books. You can DM me after the show. I'll give you some recommendations. But there's just no excuse for us not to be pushing to where we need to be. We can do better. And in some cases, we do better.
Yeah.
But having this excuse, we say we have New Year's resolutions. We say we want 2024 to be better than 2023. Okay, that means that we got to make some changes. You can't keep doing the same thing and expect the same results. That's the definition of insanity. And I'm saying this to myself. I don't want nobody to think that I got everything figured out. But I want the men out there to hear me. We can have the world, but we have to work for it. It doesn't come for free.
Yes.
Yes.
That's all I want to say. My bad.
You good. You good. No, I totally agree with that. We can work for it. And also, ladies and gentlemen, ladies, if you find a hardworking man, you better hold on to him. And fellas, if you find a hardworking woman that's willing to grind with you to get to that point, motherfucker, you better hold on to her because they are rare and it's hard out here to find. So you, if you find somebody that's on the grind, believes in your vision, and they out here grinding with you, you know what I'm saying? And y'all doing things together, y'all doing towards the grind, make it happen, you know what I'm saying? So because 2024, we got to come for everything because I even said this to myself. I want to win everywhere, and I want to make it happen, you know what I'm saying? Because it's just shit getting old, like, you know what I'm saying? The time for talking is just about doing it 2024. So, and my last thing I would tell the ladies out there, how y'all keep a good man? You just got to ground with him. And you know what I'm saying? You got to be his peace, be his vision, be all that. And also, for all my people out there, Valentine's Day is coming around the corner. Do not let Valentine's Day be the only day you buy chocolates for your woman or flowers for your woman. You know what I'm saying? Do not let Valentine's Day be the only day y'all buy gifts to people. If you're in the mood to buy somebody something, fucking do it. You know what I'm saying? You don't need no damn corporate holiday to do something for somebody.
I agree.
Don't let February take away from all the shit going on in February. I know we got the Super Bowl going on. I think Black History Month. Win it, but don't let that take away from Black History Month.
Yep. The shortest month of the year, but hey.
Yeah. I just want to add these little tidbits. Communicate, learn your five love languages, keep God first, and keep your relationships off social media.
You do that,
you'll be straight.
You know why you need to keep your love life off social media? Because look at the couples that's been married for 30 and 40 and 50 years. You don't ever hear shit out of them on social media.
Yep.
And also, another thing about them love languages, you need to learn them all because in your relationships, you're going to incorporate each of the elements. You're not going to use the same, but obviously key on the ones they say are the ones that trigger them. But you're going to use all five elements throughout your relationships.
I agree with all the points, Satan.
Yes. All right, fellas, I want to thank y'all for joining me on this first men's only round of 2024. Hark, my question to you is, why do people need to tap in with your platform?
Because we are giving people the good information about real love, real life, and real talk. We are touching on all facets, all levels on relationships and making sure people are getting good information to take care of themselves so they are better prepared to handle a relationship. So we're touching on topics from, like we said, from health, domestic violence, narcissism. We do everything. We talk about everything because, like I said, You do want to get yourself together first before you get into relationships. And we even talk about relationships. So we have some really good topics. We're streaming on all platforms right now. And we are currently in season 4. And I'll be dropping, I should have my episode 2. Hold on. Episode 2. Give me a second. Because I've been editing it all day, man. And
I know the struggle, bro. Trust me.
Yes. Hey, well, all of us content creators know that damn struggle.
Yeah. So episode 2 is going to be called Menopause, Healthier Today and Healthier Tomorrow with Samantha Montepetit Hume. I can't pronounce her last name, but yeah, that was a dope conversation. And then we got another menopause doctor this weekend, and then another one. And then after that, we are talking to someone about erectile dysfunction.
Oh,
Those are good topics. And also, a quick thing about that on social media, fellas and ladies and gentlemen, pay attention to the health people out there. Pay attention to the health people that give you the tips on tell you what things to be taking. There's no need to be giving the pharmaceutical companies all your money. You know what I'm saying? Because there are natural ways to cure everything. So don't let Big Pharma lie to you.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Dr. Bobby Price.
Yeah.
Dr. Bobby Price, for everybody out there, he does holistic medicine really good. I would suggest everybody check that out. Men and women listening, go check out Dr. Bobby Price. He got some good stuff.
Be careful what you put in your body as well as on your body.
Hello. Ooh. Hello.
We found that out the hard way with my dad.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that, my brother.
Yeah. So.
All right, Juggy, when are you dropping the Book of Clarity Wednesday? Because I know you got something to say about Ron DeSantis dropping out of the presidential race. I know you got something to say about that.
I got a lot to say about that and more. The Book of Clarity, I'm JD Juggs. You can follow me on Twitter and YouTube. Just type in Book of Clarity. Listen, politics affects every part of your life from one moment you're born. They give you a birth certificate. When you die, they give you a death certificate and everything in between, specializing in the state of Florida and what we need to do to make Florida a better place. Do not miss this. I have some crazy stuff coming up, and I will show everyone how their vote can put money in their pocket. You don't want to miss it. Again, my name is JD Juggs. My platform is called The Book of Clarity. You can follow me on TikTok. You can follow me on Instagram, and you can follow me on YouTube. And I'm also going to be posting some things on Fanbase, which is a Black-owned app. I have some content on there as well. Vic, thank you so much, bro. I love you. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. No problem, man. We got to get to work on some things. And I got some ideas to run by you, so we'll definitely keep in touch. Hark, thank you for coming through. If you ever want to come through again, just let me know. And if you want us to come on your platform, just remember we in Florida, but hey, we got no problem with making an appearance.
What part of Florida you in?
I'm in Tampa, he in St. Pete.
Yeah, they're right next to each other.
Okay, because I come down to Orlando all the time.
Oh, my buddy got a studio in Orlando as well, so definitely let us know. My buddy got a studio in Orlando. Shout out to Don B.
Yeah, right here. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Try that.
Hey, will do.
You can only get it in Chicago.
Oh,
Malort.
What's on game?
Malort.
I mean, hey, might have to do that. Might have to make that trip to Chicago. But I want to thank you, the listeners and subscribers, for checking out this week's edition of Liquor Talk, the men's only round. Until next time, remember to follow Liquor Talk on all platforms, whether it's Instagram, so TikTok. Hey, we bring back drink recipes real soon on TikTok, ladies and gentlemen, so stay tuned for that. Whether it's on YouTube or Facebook, Twitter, wherever you get your podcasts at. Until next time, we out this thing, y'all. Peace.
Peace.